Hi everybody, it's Julie Futcher here from the Sales Manager, and it's really great to be back with you again, providing another blog for the guys at Green Umbrella. Big thank you to Julia Doherty for including me in the speakers again this year. So, my first blog of the year for you is one that I'm going to call Computer Says No. Now, I don't know about you, but I used to love Little Britain. David Walliams, Matt Lucas, they were always guaranteed to make me laugh. From their character that said, I can't remember a name, through to Marjorie Dawes running the swimming club and talking about eating dust. But the one that used to make me smile the most was the bank employee, you remember her, who would, when asked for something, look at the computer and say, "Computer says no," thus ending that conversation. Now, in sales, we sometimes feel that our customers are that character. I mean, picture the scene. We work hard to understand their business and their problems. We build that rapport. We present our solution. And then we sit pen poised, ready to take their order, to sign that deal. But instead of an agreement to go ahead, computer says no, and it's crash, burn, game over. Or is it? If we can establish why the customer is saying no and what their objection is, we can still go ahead and win that deal and turn that no into a yes. The bottom line is we need to find out why they are putting up the barrier, and it's important to ask the question. Now, in all of the industry sectors I've worked with, there tend to be four general objections that come out, and these are: it's too expensive, we have a current supplier, I can do it myself, and I've had a bad experience with your company or somebody from a very similar industry sector. So let's address these individually. Let's look at, first of all, it's too expensive. Now, to this, our immediate reaction needs to be, compared to what? We need to ascertain exactly what we're being compared to. Is it oranges and oranges, or is it oranges and bananas? In other words, until you know what you're being compared with, you can't begin to offer any solution. So it's imperative to ask that question. The next one we're going to look at is called, we have a current supplier. Now, just because they have a current supplier does not mean that they are happy, and we need to find this out. So the answer we need to look at is something like, how do you feel about their service levels? Has there ever been a time that they haven't been able to help you? Now, by asking these questions, we can begin to understand if this is a real objection or not. The third one, I can do it myself. Oh, do you know, I used to hear this a lot when I was in recruitment. And the one thing I wanted to find out when I heard it was how it was working for them. Just because they can do it themselves doesn't mean to say that they are happy to continue. So I would begin by asking questions like, so how successful was it for you? How does that work for you? What would happen if they couldn't fill the role? In other words, I was trying to find out if it was working, and if not, what they would do. And lastly, I've had a bad experience. Now, this is the one, it's not a good one. It's the one that makes your blood run cold sometimes when you hear it and when you're on the end of the phone or you're face to face with somebody. But I've won business from many a conversation that started like this. And the best way to deal with this is to show empathy, to ask them what happened, and follow up this by demonstrating how you are different. The bottom line with any objection is to find out what is behind it. The more you understand where it's coming from, the better chance you have to turn this around. Your response and how you handle objections takes practice. It does. But believe me, if you're prepared and have rehearsed in your own words, you'll be able to deal with these effectively. So there we go. That's Julie from the Sales Manager signing off. Have a go with those, and do let us know how you get on. Speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.